Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from Decatur and Lawrence. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lake Shore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success, learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids, raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent today. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call 269-934-2272. Let's meet the teams. We'll start first with Decatur. Tell me your name, what grade you're in, and your favorite Christmas gift that you either gave or received.
Okay.
Nice and close to that mic so we can hear you.
I'm Trent. I'm a senior, and my favorite Christmas gift was an electric blanket.
When it's nice and cold, I bet that comes in handy. So, yeah. Awesome.
My name is Bianca. I'm a junior, and the favorite Christmas present I gave my band director a mug with music terminology on it that means shut up, basically. Fermata over arrest. And it said shut up, and it's hard to explain.
That's cool. Really cool. That's really cool. Very creative. Nicely done.
My name is Cameron. I'm a junior, and my favorite gift would be a pair of socks.
That you received?
Oh, yeah.
Are they just warm ones?
Right? I get them every year.
Special color or just some tube socks?
Oh, they're just white from the Dollar Tree.
Just tube socks.
They're like a dollar.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Nick over here is going, I can relate to that.
My name's Nick. I'm a junior, and probably my favorite gift that I got was flannel.
Flannel? A shirt? Or
a red flannel. Yep.
Yep. Very cool. Call you Al from Home Improvement, maybe. That's what it is. All right, over to Lawrence. Introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and your favorite Christmas gift that you either gave or received.
My name's Valerie, and I'm a senior, and my favorite Christmas gift that I got was the book Bad Feminist.
Have you read it or started reading it yet?
Not yet. I'm really behind on the books I need to read.
Give me it real quick. I don't want to take up too much time. What's it? The basic plot? What's the book
about?
Well,
it's not. It's like a collection of essays that the author wrote. So that's basically what
I'm not familiar with it. That's why I was asking. Bill, are you familiar with that one?
No.
I know you read a lot, too. All right, next.
I'm Josh. I'm a senior this year, and my favorite Christmas gift was probably I got a couple tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. Ooh. So that's really exciting.
When is that going to happen?
The middle of April.
Okay. All right. Bill, pencil that in your calendar. Bill would like to go with you.
I've seen it.
Gosh, it's great.
You can go with me.
It's great.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Joy. I'm a senior, and my favorite gift was money.
Was it? Really? Enough to share? No? No, just kidding. So,
hi, I'm Victor. I'm a sophomore, and my favorite Christmas present I got was AirPods.
AirPods?
Yeah, like what? Apple AirPods.
Oh, sure.
So you just put them in, hook them up to Bluetooth, listen to your favorite music.
Got it.
Was that a gift from your sister?
No, from my grandma.
What's
my
that one?
Gave me nothing. So.
What's that one on social media that goes
Valerie's
around?
Valerie's sister.
So yeah.
That one on social media that goes around, the kid got the iPad for Christmas, and it's the iPad that you tape over your eye if you've had surgery on your eye. It's a pad that goes on your eye, and he's sitting there with that frowny face on him.
Well, that would be Decatur, because they have eye patches.
That's true. They've got the eye patch on that. All right, so welcome. Glad you could be here. A couple of basic rules during the first and second halves. We'll announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you do press your button and buzz in, wait for me to announce your name so that the listening audience knows who you are, just like somebody did there. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round and halftime. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge, and Bill Klein is here asking the questions. Bill, you doing okay, my friend?
I'm doing just great.
You had a good holiday?
Wonderful.
Awesome. So, all right, Bill, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's see how much enthusiasm we have between. Let's break it up this time. I'm going to have the teams. I'll say, Decatur, are you ready? And we'll see if they're ready. And we'll do Lawrence and see if they're ready. And we'll see which team's got more energy tonight. So we'll start, since I introduced the teams with Decatur first, I'm going to start with Lawrence. Lawrence, are you ready to go?
Yes! Yes.
Decatur, are you ready to go?
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
All right, Karen.
I like it. We've got quite a few in the audience today. Mm-hmm. Audience, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Whoa, see, the audience blew you guys away.
Geez.
All right, hands on your buzzers. Let's begin. Academic Challenge. Teams, good luck.
For 15 points, the first to defy and the first to die. This line of poetry was written to honor what black American patriot?
We have Valerie from Lawrence.
Frederick Douglass.
Incorrect.
Decatur, 5 seconds. Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly.
It's from the Revolutionary War. Crispus Atticus.
All right.
For 15 points, Edison C. Brolin of the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory has said that if this process were harnessed, the top 2 inches of Lake Erie would contain 1.6 times more energy than all of the world's oil supplies. What was he talking about?
We have Trent from Decatur.
Hydroelectric power.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, anybody?
Fusion. For 20 points.
See, the higher the point value, by the way, 15 and 20-point questions are usually a little on the harder side. The 5 or 10-point questions are a little bit on the easier side. So.
For 20 points, which colorful term designates an employment agreement guaranteeing a key company executive substantial severance pay and other benefits in the event of a job loss? The golden parachute.
I've actually heard that phrase. Yep.
For 15 points, the Russian royal dynasty, known as the Romanovs, spanned parts of 4 centuries. Name them.
4 centuries.
4 centuries.
All right.
What 4 centuries?
Well, how many centuries are there?
21.
21. And it would be? The bell rang, so what's
Oh, the bell rang. Yeah. 17th through the 20th.
17th through the 20th. All right.
For 20 points,
man,
publicly provided jobs designated primarily to relieve unemployment and only incidentally to accomplish important tasks are called what?
Okay. Josh from Lawrence.
Surplus employment.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
Anybody on Decatur? We got to get some points on
the
board
here.
Yeah,
we got some points here.
Lighten up a little bit, Bill. Jeez.
I don't make these questions.
I know.
Just read them.
time up. There we go.
It's make work.
All right.
For 20 points.
Come on.
Identify the southwestern division of the Appalachian Mountain Range that extends from southern West Virginia to northeastern Alabama.
We have Nick from Decatur.
The Smoky Mountains.
Incorrect.
Anybody want to try it on the Lawrence side? Think of the Appalachians. No? All right.
The Cumberland Mountains.
All right.
We got for 5 points.
There we go. There we go.
Who wrote a book called The Princess Diarist based on a diary she kept while filming the original Star Wars movie?
Bianca, Decatur.
Carrie Fisher.
That is
Carrie
correct.
Carrie Fisher. We got 5 points on the board for Decatur.
For 5 points. What epic film, war film, directed by Christopher Nolan is about the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of Allied troops from France in 1940?
We have Cameron from Decatur.
Dunkirk.
That is correct.
For five points. There we go.
Pop singer Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta is better known by what stage name?
We have Josh from Lawrence.
Gwen Stefani.
Incorrect.
You're going to all groan. Nick from Decatur.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. That is correct. And 10 points. On December 22nd, 2016, the United States military officially handed over to Japan about 10,000 acres of land on what island that the U.S. has controlled since World War II?
Cameron, Decatur.
The Philippines.
Incorrect.
Anybody on the Lawrence side? Valerie.
South Korea.
Incorrect. It's Okinawa.
Last question, Bill.
For 10 points, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is the son of what four-term Prime Minister of Canada?
Trent from Decatur.
Dave Trudeau.
Incorrect.
Bought you 5 seconds, Lawrence. Anybody? Josh.
Gerard Trudeau.
On the right track.
On the right track?
It was Pierre Trudeau.
All right, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score and the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Decatur 15, and Lawrence is sitting at zero. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock and give you the opportunity to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each of the 10 questions are worth 10 points. I'll give you a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 questions within the 60 seconds. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers need to come from the team captain. After the one-minute time is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer as many of the questions the first team could not answer. So, Lawrence, you're trailing at the moment, and you have the choice of one of these three categories, which are arithmetic, NASA, and popes and cardinals. Josh, you're the team captain for Lawrence. What are you guys choosing?
We're going to go with popes and cardinals.
Popes and cardinals. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
No.
No setup?
Only the one I already told them.
Right. So don't have to buzz in. Josh, the answers have to come with you. Make sure you consult with one another. 60 seconds getting put on that clock. Good luck, Lawrence.
What are justice, prudence, temperance, and fortitude?
Sacraments.
Incorrect. Who commanded the Union Army at the Second Battle of Bull Run?
Custer.
Incorrect. Translate the Greek word from which the title of Pope is drawn.
Pass.
What baseball team shared St. Louis with the Cardinals until 1953?
Pass.
What English poet said the proper study of mankind is man?
Poe.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
Question six, what are north, south, east, and west?
Cardinal directions.
That is correct.
So we got two?
Two.
All right. So, Decatur, that means there are eight unanswered questions for you to try to steal 80 points away from Lawrence, if you'd like. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Nick, if your team is ready, here we go. 60 seconds. Good luck to Decatur.
What are justice, prudence, temperance, and fortitude?
Pass.
Who commanded the Union Army at the Second Battle of Bull Run?
Grant?
Incorrect. It was General Pope. Translate the Greek word from which the title of Pope is drawn.
Popus?
Father.
Oh. nice.
What baseball team shared St. Louis with the Cardinals until 1953?
Diamondbacks. I don't know.
The St. Louis Browns. Where in France was the palace of the popes built in 1362?
Paris.
Avignon. First, second, and third are ordinal numbers. 1, 2, and 3 are what?
Cardinal numbers.
That's correct. What do Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia have in common?
They share, I don't know. They're in the Midwest.
Yeah.
They have the Ohio River, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, the Cardinal is a state
bird. Since he started the question, that's why I gave you the opportunity to try that one. Okay, so you got one. All right, so that means we switch back over, and there are two remaining categories for Decatur to choose from to come back and try to get some points. We have arithmetic and NASA. So, Nick, which one would your team like to choose?
We're going to do arithmetic.
Arithmetic it is. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
Yes, there is.
Go ahead and read that setup for me, please.
We need the answers in the lowest terms.
Say it one more time.
The answers must be in the lowest terms.
Okay, so again, answers need to come from Nick, but make sure you consult with one another. Lawrence, make sure that you are writing down to hopefully try to get any of the unanswered questions and steal some points away. 60 seconds back on that clock. 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck, Decatur.
35 times 0.05.
Seven?
Incorrect. Oh, 61 divided by 7.
61? I'm going to put a couple
161.
Of seconds.
161. I'm sorry. 161.
So
I'm sorry.
Lewis, we'll give him a
few extra seconds. 161 divided by 7.
161 divided by 7. Yeah, we'll give you a couple extra. The time that we used.
23?
That's correct.
23? Good.
80% of 180. Incorrect. 7/8 times 2/3.
Say it again.
7/8 times 2/3.
Not times, is it?
Times.
No, times 2/3. My bad. My bad. Yep. 7/8 times 2/3. Yep.
7/12.
That's correct.
7/12. Yep.
7/8 divided by 20 by 2/3.
7/8
divided. 7/8
divided
by 2/3.
21 over 16.
That's correct.
And we'll do one more since we
41 times 9.
Go ahead and give you the opportunity to answer since we had a little mix up there.
369?
Yes, that's
369.
Correct.
369? Okay, so we got four.
Four.
All right, so that means there are six unanswered questions, Lawrence. And we'll put 60-plus seconds. We'll give you a little extra time on this one, too, since they're math, to answer any of the unanswered questions, which there are six of them. So, Josh and your team, if you're ready to go, 60 seconds back on the clock. It'll begin as soon as Bill reads the first one. Good luck, Lawrence.
35 times 0.05.
7/4. Or 1.75.
Yes, that's correct. 80% of 180.
144.
That's correct. 1,207 plus 1,319.
2,526.
That's correct. 480 divided by 12.
40.
Correct. 325 times 5.
1,625.
Correct. 0.008 times 1.5.
0.13.
Incorrect.
It would be.
It's 0.012.
So, and did we have anything to go back to?
3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Five.
So we got them all. So, okay, so you got 5. That's good.
Good.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah,
so
you guys did well in that category.
All right. Nicely done.
Category.
So I guess that ends our 60-second round, and we'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Decatur at 65, and Lawrence picked up some extra points and came out with 70. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll start on the Decatur side. Nick, tell us about the great things happening at Decatur.
All right. The Decatur Raider winter sports are now in full swing. The men and women basketball teams and the wrestling team are all competing now. The Science Olympiad team is practicing, and the robotics team has begun construction of this year's robot. And the National Honor Society just finished a very successful holiday food drive. Their next service project is a blood drive on January 18th. And last and definitely least, students are dreading the final exams that are coming up on the 24th and 25th.
But you guys are going to just...
Anybody on the robotics team?
No.
So, Nick, you're on the robotics team.
Yeah.
Did you go to the reveal at the...
Yeah.
That was cool. That was really cool. What do you think of the deep space for robotics?
It sounds pretty cool this
year,
actually.
I think it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, glad you could...
And you guys didn't make pick it. NASA? Come on.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. So, all right, we'll come over to Lawrence. Who's Valerie? You're going to tell us all the great things going on at Lawrence.
Greetings from Lawrence. So homecoming festivities start next week with the boys playing Michigan Lutheran on Friday. And then we at Lawrence have started a new student-run organization called the Diversity Club. And then this Saturday, the competitive cheer takes on Gull Lake. And then next Saturday, competitive cheer has their first BCS meet of the season. and winter formal will be taking place the Saturday after Valentine's Day, and then during homecoming week, therapy dogs will be at the guidance office for stressed out students.
Well, we can use those at the radio station,
oh,
I think.
My God.
So, all right, glad. Welcome. And so, all right, so we have a couple of substitutions, Bill, that came in on both teams. We'll start on the Lawrence side. Tell me, if you just subbed in, tell me your name, the grade that you're in, and the favorite Christmas gift that you either gave or received. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jian. I'm a freshman, and my favorite Christmas gift was shoes.
Shoes? What kind of shoes did you get?
Vans.
Vans shoes. Very cool. Are you wearing them tonight?
Yes.
Are you? Okay. I'll have to show them off on Facebook Live here in a little bit. Just kidding. So, welcome.
Hi, my name is Anthony. I'm a sophomore, and the favorite present that I got was a TV.
You got a TV?
Watch the Celtics.
Gonna watch the Celtics? So
big. I'm more of a Bulls fan.
You're more Bulls
I just
fan.
Like
all right.
Players.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. So you have pretty good sized TV. I mean, can Bill and I come over and watch the game with you? I mean, big enough for?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay, sounds great. Glad you're here. All right, Decatur. A couple of substitutions. Name, grade, favorite Christmas gift that you either gave or received.
My name's Keegan. I am a sophomore, and my favorite gift that I received was a new ESP bass guitar.
Ooh, very
cool.
You need
to bring it to play it today?
You need to bring it in and play it for us a little bit. Yeah, we'll plug it into the equipment. Yeah.
My name's Logan. I'm a junior, and my favorite gift that I received was from my sister, and it was a guitar pickmas tree.
A guitar pickmas tree?
She made a Christmas tree out of guitar picks.
That's wow. Awesome. That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. And Trent, you could do that for your brother.
No. Trent on the Decatur side moved, so he messed me up a little bit. All right.
Aren't you a guitar player, Trent?
God, no.
I'm a guitar player. You're the guitar player.
Yeah, I'm the drummer.
Flash is a guitar player. Okay.
That's what it is. All right, let's begin. We hands on your buzzers. We'll begin the second half of Academic Challenge. Bill, do you still have the tough questions, or are you going to lighten them up a little bit
Well,
for
you
us
know,
here?
we're gonna try and get a little bit more.
Get a few more points on the board?
We'll see.
All right, hands on your buzzers. Welcome to the second half of Academic Challenge. Good luck to Decatur and Lawrence. Here we go.
For 10 points, hip-hop artist Wycliffe Jean once ran for president of what Caribbean nation?
Valerie from Lawrence.
The Bahamas.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Decatur? Keegan.
The Dominican Republic?
Incorrect. It was Haiti.
Oh.
Multiple choice question for 10 points. According to the most recent U.S. Census, which of the following is currently America's largest living generation? Baby boomers, millennials, or Generation X?
Josh from Lawrence.
Millennials.
That is correct.
For 10 points.
For 15 points, at the 2016 Democratic National Convention, what female comic said, "Can I just say to the Bernie or Bust people, you're being ridiculous?" Who said it?
We have Trent from Decatur.
Amy Schumer.
Incorrect.
All right. Anybody on the Lawrence side?
It was Sarah Silverman.
Oh, I know that.
For 15 points, why were more than 40 flights grounded at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport in June 2017?
We have Jan from Lawrence.
Hurricane?
Incorrect.
Keegan from Decatur.
A drone was spotted on the airfield.
Oh, good guess.
That is a good guess.
Yeah, but it was a heat wave.
Heat wave?
In Phoenix? Oh, come on.
No, it doesn't get hot there, does it?
No, I don't know.
It's a dry heat.
I'm going next month. We're going to find
out. It's a dry heat.
For 15 points, during a speech in Iowa, President Trump suggested building a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico covered with what?
Right on the buzzer, Trent from Decatur.
Barbed wire.
Right, correct.
So, Lawrence, I'll give you a few seconds to try it if you want. Take a guess. Josh?
Steel.
Incorrect. It was solar panels.
Solar panels.
How far we've come.
That's true.
for 10 points.
How am I not surprised?
Who did Jay Johnson, Homeland Security Secretary during the Obama administration, say ordered the cyber attacks during the November 2016 election?
Josh from Lawrence.
Vladimir Putin.
That is correct for 10 points.
10 points.
For 15 points, the intercontinental missile launched by North Korea on July 3rd, 2017, had the capability of reaching which U.S. state?
We have Trent from Decatur.
Washington.
Incorrect.
Anthony from Lawrence.
Hawaii.
Incorrect. It was Alaska. For 20 points, what small, rich Persian Gulf nation's food supply has been endangered by a recent dispute with its neighbor?
Josh, Lawrence.
Yemen.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Decatur? Nick?
Kuwait.
Incorrect. It was Qatar. For 5 points, it announced that starting in 2019, the only new cars it will introduce will be electric or hybrid. Name this Swedish car manufacturer.
Josh from Lawrence.
Tesla.
Incorrect.
Trent's almost pushing that button. Nick is like, right on the buzzer, Keegan.
Honda?
Honda. Well, not Sweden.
It's not Swedish, but it's Volvo.
Volvo.
15 points. Which former British colony celebrated a sesquicentennial?
Sesquicentennial. Yeah.
In July 2017.
Say it one more time, just because we
laughed. What former British colony celebrated a sesquicentennial in July 2017?
All right. We have Logan from Decatur.
Jamestown.
Incorrect.
Anybody on the Lawrence side? Josh has his finger going around the button, but he's like,
you're
going
to hate yourselves for this one. It was Canada. For 15 points, Google recently announced plans to get what type of energy from Norway?
Josh from Lawrence.
Wind.
That is correct.
Oh,
for 15 points.
Less than a minute to go.
In the 12-year, it's a 12-year deal that Google will buy 100% of the energy output from what will be Norway's largest wind farm. And they're just going to blow it across. For 20 points.
All right.
Hobby Lobby reached a settlement with the Justice Department to pay $3 million for what?
Valerie Lawrence.
Stolen artifacts.
Much more specific in your answer.
Religious artifacts.
Incorrect.
Decatur, anybody? Nick.
Wood carvings.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. They were buying smuggled Iraqi antiquities.
Last question.
For 10 points, what did NPR tweet on July 4th, 2017 that made some Trump supporters angry?
Trent from Decatur.
They made fun of his hair.
Incorrect.
Lawrence.
Probably might be right, though.
Yep. Anybody want to give it a try on the last question here? There we go with the bell.
It was, they transmitted on their tweet the Declaration of Independence.
Interesting. All right, well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 105-65, it's the team from Lawrence. Congratulations to both teams. So nicely
done.
Thanks for joining us here on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. And the Department of Health and Human Services, Foster Kids, raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent today. Visit michigan.gov/hope for a home or call them at 269-934-2272. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Bridgman and Berrien Springs go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.